Once an industrial hub for steel, Teesside has seen better years. The northeast of England, like the rest of the UK, is struggling with a cost of living crisis. More than 2 million people in the country use food banks. And in Teesside, food banks told us they've been very busy. Carl says the cost of gas has forced him to stop heating his home. He's well known in this town. He carries his dog everywhere he goes.
Mostly I'm buying microwave meals and all that because they're cheap, but there are no shops where it is. That's the easy thing to do instead of wasting gas.
Like most people, he's been watching the media coverage of the Queen's death.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money on that. I say I have respect to her, like, but it's like they could have done a bit more, like, as well. So.
With the money and all that,
they could have helped a bit more people out.
Small businesses in the town are also struggling. They're seeing fewer customers, and this owner faces her own challenges.
I'm an avid reader myself, but I can't afford to sort of keep buying books every month. We can't go out for meals. I have family who live at a greater distance, and again, it's the cost of the fuel to travel up there to see them. So we're having to resort to FaceTiming.
On the streets, it's a similar story, even for those that would be considered to have well-paying jobs.
Me and my partner work hard, and we have to make the decisions still. Do we feed our children the right types of foods, or is it a case of, buying something what you would argue is not the right types of food, the 99 pence menu, for example, just because it's more cost effective. Is it better for them? No, absolutely not, but it's either that or do they have shoes for school?
Shane feels the Queen deserves respect and should be mourned, but questions the cost.
Is it fair? Is it right to be spending millions of pounds? Probably not, given the current situation and the climate. That money could be better spent elsewhere.
The founder of this charity for homeless people says fewer people are giving donations, and it's overspent because of rising energy costs.
We usually open on a Monday, we do a breakfast, but we are closing this Monday because of the Queen's funeral, because of the transport, there is no buses. Yeah.
For someone that deals with people who have nothing, Susan thinks the cost of the funeral is too high.
It could go to better things, couldn't it really?
On the wall are faces of those who have died, but there are 9 more to go up this year.
Honouring the Queen is important to millions, but for others, it can feel at odds with an economic crisis hitting many hard. Some say the funeral with all its grandeur is a lavish display of wealth, and question whether that's appropriate when so many are facing a tough winter ahead. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, North East England.